Welcome to 2021 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Our only prayer is to live as a creator intended on the lands gifted to our ancestors when time began, and to be able to manage and steward our land and resources in ways that are consistent with our values.
Today is Indigenous Peoples Day, and President of the National Congress of American Indians, Fawn Sharp, says the country is ready for a conversation about the centuries of injustice faced by Native Americans. The White House issued the first ever presidential proclamation of the Indigenous Peoples Day, shifting focus away from the federal holiday celebrating Christopher Columbus. President Joe Biden called for reflection on the violence and harm caused by Columbus and other explorers of the time. The first Native American cabinet member, Interior Secretary Deb Haaland, is hailing the restoration of the boundaries and protections for three national monuments, including Bears Ears and Utah.
It's not just about national monuments. It's about this administration centering the voices of Indigenous people and affirming the shared stewardship of this landscape with tribal nations.
The Trump administration scaled back the size of the monuments, arguing the amount of land under federal control was government overreach. A coalition of hundreds of Indigenous and social justice organizations are kicking off 5 days of fossil fuel protests at the White House. The groups will highlight the fight against the Line 3 pipeline in Minnesota and Gulf Coast oil and gas export facilities. Both the president and his predecessor rallied their bases this weekend. Biden warned a virtual meeting of the Democratic National Committee that political infighting could cost seats in next year's midterms.
We want 2020 as a unified party, and we're looking to 2022. As we do that, we need to stay unified.
At a rally in Iowa Saturday, Donald Trump accused Biden and congressional Democrats of pushing the country to the brink of ruin.
All Americans of common sense, Republican, Democrat, and independent, must stand firm. And you have to really stand strong and firm against Biden, crazy Nancy Pelosi, she's a nut job, and the extreme power grab.
As Democrats struggle to compromise on many key administration priorities, including the Build Back Better agenda, the president called for unity.
Just the Republican Party today offers nothing but fear, lies, and broken promises. We have to keep cutting through the Republican fog that government is the problem and show that we, the people, are always the solution.
Divides also persist within the GOP ranks, with some blaming Trump for the loss of the majority in the Senate. But Trump continues to push back, blasting those who fail to support his claims of election fraud.
Mitch McConnell didn't have the courage to challenge the election. He's only a leader because he raises a lot of money and he gives it to senators. That's the only thing he's got. That's his only form of leadership.
While there's been no announcement, Trump has hinted at a possible 2024 White House run. I'm Mary Sherman for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our eight trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy online at publicnewsservice.org.